Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tuesday. What's going on with America?
Because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
You got game?
It's a mess.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
This is Trash Talking Tuesday.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Sorry, Greg. Still haven't found your job. You're going to have to stick with us.
All right. Well, might as well hang around. I like it around here.
It's funny. I was just looking at, you know, one of our industry publications.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How many radio stations are there in the country? Like, I don't know, 1,000?
Easy. Yeah, probably. I haven't thought about it.
There's like 15 job openings.
Wow. And it's not because they, you know, are just necessarily not wanting to replace anybody. They've just been replaced by technology, so they don't need to refill anything.
Mom and Dad, why did you let me go down this path?
They told you to get a real job.
You know what? Now that you say that.
Yeah.
I think they kind of did.
Yeah.
No, they supported.
Well, back then, radio was different.
That's right.
And it was, you know, a lot bigger and more jobs and openings and
you could eat 3 meals a day and still have a dollar left over.
Yeah.
But anyway. I shouldn't cry. They treat me well.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, we're all doing the best we can. And if you don't like it, go somewhere else.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't read that off a memo, but.
But you've heard those words.
Oh, I've heard some things. Just leave that there. Yeah. You know, I'm coming. You know, we're having the Christmas party. Just keep this between you and me.
Okay.
So we're having the Christmas party on the 3rd, which is a weekday, which, wow, yeah. Let's party and get wild. Greg and I have to get up at 3 a.m. But
it's not about us, apparently. Yeah.
But it is about me.
Oh.
Because this will fall on exactly on my 24th anniversary. Of
well, then,
being here at Sky.
I'm surprised you haven't turned that around to say it's just your anniversary party.
I didn't think it out that far.
I want to play
the other dejected card.
Oh,
I was going to play.
And then back to that.
In other words, just between you and I. And then let's see if it gets brought up.
Oh, like are they paying attention right now?
Right.
Okay.
And Nick, that doesn't count you because Nick actually does pay attention.
Yeah.
I remember one time my contract was like 4 months out of date. I'm like, hey, did you sign a new contract? No, I guess you guys forgot what my anniversary date was.
Whoops.
Hmm. Man, did I get a huge raise that.
You got a taller chair. That's the only raise you got.
It's just because the hydraulics was broken on it in the furthest position. But thank you.
Well, so what are you going to, what seed are you planting that...
I always set my expectations way too high, and I set myself up.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I want to be able to cry about it after the fact.
Oh, I got you. Got a goal.
No, look, at the end of the day, Thanksgiving is coming.
It is.
And I feel extremely blessed. Has this industry been run well overall? Absolutely, unequivocally, no. Terrible. Every turn, every decision made by the big companies, and everybody else followed lockstep, by the way, every decision they made, honestly, on larger scales, were the worst ones you could have made. Like in any given scenario, a fork in the road, you go left or you go right, they went the wrong way every time. Because here's the deal. The product itself is still incredibly viable. We've retained like 97% of our listenership over the last 30 years. It's not like radio is still happening.
We've heard for how many decades? Oh, satellite is going to replace radio.
And you know what I said to them?
What?
Well, they'll never be local.
No.
Satellite will never be local like we are. Mm-hmm. And so what did the powers that be do? That's when they started all that voice tracking and having people from out of town do your little drop-ins on the radio.
Right.
So I said, the very tool that you had at your disposal to help you to beat them or stay ahead of them, you have disengaged from because you're owned by big companies. They've got bean counters. You have to produce this profit. And, you know, the first thing they always look at is let's chop heads. So, like on our station, what do we got, three of us here?
Well, we know a company that literally this time of year, they over the last 3 weeks, they went through, two different segments of just swiping people like crazy right before Thanksgiving and Christmas.
How many times has iHeart or Cheap Channel or whatever they were known as for years, how many times have they done that?
Oh, yeah. It's like if you work for them and it's coming up on the holiday season, you're like, oh, no.
It's funny, you know, I was at Dr. Larson's office and somebody who worked there mentioned, you know, her nephew is quite bright. And do we have like internships and stuff? I said, you know, we haven't done that in a long time. I said, I think we'd be open to it. I go, but here honestly is the problem. We don't have anybody that kind of there's nobody to sort of take the person around to kind of take them under your wing to try to teach them an internship. You're supposed to be learning the business. I said, you know, we could probably get away for where he can come in and observe and what have you and learn what he can from that. But it used to be when, we could actually take an intern and they would learn some skills. But now, I told her, I said, honestly, I wouldn't tell my kid to go into it.
Oh, no, not at all. Because by then there'll be like 9 openings around the country.
Yeah. And again, it's not sour grapes or anything.
No,
We love what we do. Yes. We've been blessed. But when you look at something, you know, industry as a whole.
Well, I mean, look at, take the auto industry. I mean, I'm thinking back to like even maybe the, I don't know, 90s, 2000s. Had friends work for Chrysler in St. Louis. My goodness. They were getting profit sharing in the tens of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
I mean, they were making big buck at the end of the year and good money throughout the year and great benefits. But a few years go by, people coming in, you're in a new contract.
A new tier.
Yes.
Completely new tier we invented,
And it's a lower tier. So it's happened to a lot of industries. I mean, look at all the companies that have moved to Mexico, you know, or things just went automated. That's just progress in technology to save money. It's all over the place.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, Monday, said Facebook is trying to silence her. Now, why would they try to silence her? What is it that she was talking about that Facebook would have a sensitivity to? Apparently, it's Jeffrey Epstein's horrific sex trafficking ring. Really?
Wow.
Wonder if there are some names on the list that connects in some way, shape, or form to the Facebook people. She said, Facebook is trying to silence me and stop me from speaking out about Jeffrey Epstein's horrific sex trafficking ring. Big tech and the media have been trying to cover up his alleged abuses for years. They'll even go so far as to censoring United States senators who want to bring transparency for the American people. And she put that out on X. Blackburn shared screenshots showing how her post asking followers if they want President Trump to make Epstein's flight logs public was flagged by Facebook as either clickbait, engagement bait, or other options potentially violating Facebook content moderation policies. Why don't they just say, we're censoring you because we don't want too many people to...
Yeah.
To see it. We don't want that list to be put out.
I mean, that is going to go down in history as secretive as the JFK answers.
You think
We are. I don't know if we are ever going to see anything.
I just saw Ghislaine Maxwell, her name in a, in a recent article. I'm trying to remember sentencing possibly of some sort. I don't know. I'll do some digging, but... a screenshot revealed that her post may be prevented from being suggested to people, impact her page's ability to recommend, and have her page's distribution be reduced. Facebook then suggested that her post be deleted.
Wow.
Yeah. It is 8:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget the Bob Rose Show on podcast. You can download it wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just click subscribe. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday from Florence Recycling. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and Joe Biden was at an event. This was like a military buffet. I think it was a Coast Guard and stuff were there. And yeah, he was having a good time. It's a Coast Guard facility on Staten Island. And at one time, he grabbed the microphone. He said, "Hello, hello, hello. I've just been told I've been fired."
Yeah.
No, he really said that.
That's funny.
He really said that.
And it's true.
So maybe he's ready to have a little fun, lame duck.
Yeah.
It's possible. Yeah. And then he started to make some other remarks, and it was difficult to make sense of them. So we'll just leave him at the high point.
Like normal.
Yeah. Well,
Joe's
exactly.
Normal.
Yes.
Joe normal.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we'll just kind of leave it. Leave it there.
Okay.
Comedian Bill Maher and astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson engaged in a tense clash over the issue of transgender athletes in sports.
Wow.
Part of a wide-ranging discussion about the many reasons why the Democrats lost the election, Maher and Tyson delved into the topic of recent reassignment of Laura Helmuth, former chief editor of Scientific American magazine, who stepped down from her post after the revelation of deleted social media posts in which she referred to Trump voters as the meanest, dumbest, most bigoted people.
That's not very nice.
That's kind of mean.
That is kind of mean.
Calling other people mean.
Yeah. Mm. Name caller.
Yeah, and grouping everybody together and then thinking they're all nasty, it's kind of bigoted.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway, she chalked up the post to shock and confusion following the election. I was out of my mind. It was temporary insanity. Her explanations in the magazine's coverage of scientific issues didn't impress Maher, specifically the Scientific American's coverage of the issue of transgender athletes. Maher took exception to an article where the magazine attributed resistance to allowing trans athletes to compete in women's sports to gender biases.
Oh, my goodness.
You have a gender bias. Mm-hmm. Well, what gender am I biased toward?
Y'all, you got a 50-50 shot.
Well, that's what I would think.
Yeah.
But seriously, on the bias, if you say, okay, I'm against a biological male competing with women.
Okay.
Am I showing a bias toward women?
Hmm. Well, you're trying to protect women.
Right.
So I don't think it's a bias to protect something.
So if I have a bias against women.
Yeah.
I mean, there you go.
Gets confusing.
It
used to be so simple.
I'm not confused.
They missed it. Well, yeah, I know. They're confused.
Maher read from the specific article he referenced. It sure didn't sound scientific. It didn't sound like the person I would want to be running Scientific American. It was a rant. I could read it to you. It was really ugly. I apologize to younger voters that my Gen X is so full of blanking fascists. Okay, I'm not for canceling people on either side, but here's what I think is the scandal. This is a Scientific American less than a year ago. Inequality between male and female athletes as a result not of inherent biological differences between the sexes, but of biases in how they're treated in sports. That's nuts. And it sure ain't scientific, and it's Scientific American. And that's why the Democrats lost the election. Well, I mean, yeah, that's certainly a part of it.
I mean, when Tyson goes down that road, he doesn't sound very scientific. I'm just saying,
for the guy that's supposed to be this, what is he, a geophysicist, whatever, he's supposed to be like one of the smartest guys.
But yet something so simple as gender he has confusion with.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep. Tyson said, what you're saying is not Scientific American saying it. An editor for Scientific American says that who no longer has the job, so don't indict a 170-year-old magazine because somebody goes, and Bill Maher cut him off right there. He said, this is Scientific American, and they are printing something that's, and then it went back and forth like that. Mm. Anyway, you know, all I can say is I've fathered two girls and a boy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want my son competing against them.
No, not at all.
And yeah. and for the obvious physical differences that a biological male is going to have over a female. And I don't understand why we're... I thought it was over. I thought, yeah, they tried to make some sort of a point. It didn't stick.
No.
Logic won out. Common sense won out. The safety of the athletes won out. I pretty much thought it was over. And then I saw the San Jose trans volleyball player.
Yes, they're sticking with that one.
Yeah, the judge ruled, oh, yeah, you can go to this tournament thing and you can play the rest of the season and all that. And, yeah, just when you thought, okay, this kind of stuff's going to go away now, not necessarily. And then you've got to attack Thanksgiving.
Ugh, what now?
University of Buffalo at New York held a decolonizing Thanksgiving event, which questioned if it was right to celebrate Thanksgiving and the United States history of settler colonialism. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
The event, which was hosted by the university's Intercultural and Diversity Center.
Wow. It's a lot of words.
What?
A lot of syllables here.
It is interesting. Are you saying the Native Americans shouldn't have let us in? But maybe they took a page out of your playbook and said, well, you know, we do need diversity. We're all kind of looking alike over here. And,
we can put them to work.
That's not right.
Yeah, maybe they can do some farming for us. We'll put them to work.
Careful. I don't think you're helping the point here.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, what does Thanksgiving mean to you? What does it mean to you, Greg?
It is a time to be thankful for all of our blessings, all the things that we have, to focus on the good.
Yeah, I mean, maybe some people do it. Mm-hmm. Maybe some people play dress up and they play like Pilgrim and Native American games.
We do not dress up for Thanksgiving at our house.
And anybody who's into a little role playing or freak show, hey. I mean, God bless you. You know, to each his own, consenting adults, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think of it now. When we were in school, in elementary school,
yes,
they made more of a historical thing out of it.
We made those things out of paper, you know, the thick paper and stuff like that. Yeah.
But as adults, I mean, I know for me and a lot of people that it takes on more of a spiritual meaning, a gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, a thankfulness that no matter how tough individual times are or what we go through in life, that overall we feel that we're blessed and we give
thanks. And besides, I'm sure the folks at the table will appreciate you not coming to dinner with a little furry animal loincloth or something.
Don't give me any ideas.
Good point. Sorry.
Of course, some of them are from California. They probably wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, good point.
8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here just having fun on a Trash Talking Tuesday brought to you by Florence Recycling.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Pam Bondi at the new Top Cop.
We need to overhaul DOJ and the FBI. Let the truth be known.
As it happens.
Additional security assistance for Ukraine.
Launch HIMARS and ATACMs into Russia. That's not exactly a way to de-escalate the situation.
The news station.
We have all this ridiculous regulation. It just makes us tough to grow like we need to grow.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Hey, 8:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling. Top stories, Jack Smith is ending the cases versus Trump, at least the ones he has control over. Still be the case in Georgia, and then whether or not they're going to try to sentence President-elect Trump in the New York case that Alvin Bragg brought about. So we'll see how that goes. Also, I know a lot of people very, very concerned about Kamala Harris and what she's going to do in her future. Very, very concerned.
Yeah, because she'll need a job or something.
Yeah,
you know,
but I do want to take this opportunity to let you know that there are some people that live right here in our community that are going to have a tough time making it through the Thanksgiving holidays. Many of them depend on the schools and feeding the kids. So. They're taking donations of food that can be dropped off at Lincoln Middle School and Westwood Middle School between 10 and 2, or at the district office on East University from 8 to 4. And they'll also take monetary donations, and that'll be used to purchase food as well. Deadline for food is the 14th, and deadline for money, December 17th. Kamala Harris. What do you think she's going to do? I would say the smart money, and I don't even know if it's in this article. Smart money is, though, Governor of California.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That's an option.
With the early primary polls on her side, Democrat Party insiders say that Kamala Harris is thinking seriously about trying again for the presidency in 2028. Bring it. That would be.
Wow.
That would be. Oh, she'll have 4 years to study policy so that she may be able to complete a sentence with substance in it regarding any policy issue or at least a couple of policy issues. Wouldn't that be awesome? Wow. She's going to practice not going into cackle mode all of the time.
Well, only if she's just staring at a teleprompter can she do that.
I mean, really, just being serious for a second, I would find it wild beyond belief if she really was serious about taking another stab at it.
Because she took a trouncing when the final numbers came out. She really took a trouncing.
And yeah, there's a lot of factors there. But, I mean, I can't think of a candidate that performed so poorly leading up to such an important election. I mean, really, there's people that have run for dog catcher that ran better campaigns with more substance and policy.
And spent less money and didn't go into debt.
And didn't have to pay, Oprah and Beyonce and others for an endorsement. I just, really,
She ought to just be shamed back into oblivion where we were. Or we never hear her name or cackling again.
Go to where they might still think you're okay. You're something special.
California.
And take advantage of that. That's what I. Anyway, someone at the Daily Mail said, of course she's going to try to run again. This person's described as a well-connected Democratic strategist. The strategist added that Kamala's ambition is only one thing driving this decision. Despite some hesitation, Harris has generated a lot of sympathetic reactions from her professional Democrats in Washington. Sympathetic?
That's not a reason to run for president, no.
I mean, yeah, I felt sorry for her, too, but not in a way that made me want to see her to be president ever. They describe her campaign as near flawless, but say that she struggled to separate herself from President Joe Biden's record. Well, she failed to separate herself. Because when asked, is there anything that you would do differently over the past 4 years? Is there anything that you would do differently? And she said, no.
Couldn't think of anything.
Well, so she tied herself to Joe Biden.
So it was her agenda as much as his.
And she didn't present any policies that sounded like a departure from what Joe Biden had already done, right?
Well, she'd flip on, and the whole flipping on things didn't help probably either with some folks.
One strategist compared her to the backup quarterback called in to win the football game after they were already down in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
No, I. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, let's go with that analogy, Greg.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, the backup quarterback gets called in because the existing quarterback, not hurt, he's sucking.
Mm-hmm.
So they think, well, let's just bring in some fresh blood and maybe the people something. Around them will perform better or differently.
Right.
That's the theory. Yeah, but she's win the football. Wait, what do you mean down in the fourth quarter? What about all the polls that had it? Them a dead heat.
Yeah.
Sounds like the scoreboard was pretty darn close.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I think she did the best she could, the strategist said. Yeah, probably.
Well, what she has to work with, herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, I don't wish her any harm, but politically, she's, wrong about most things.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if anybody should have a happy Thanksgiving, it should be her. And she should say, thank you, Lord, because really, I should never have made it this far.
Oh, my goodness, no. Yeah. So she is a DEI pick. Absolutely.
Let's see. Oh, she's 33 points ahead of Gavin Newsom. That would be back to the presidential thing. Mm. Yeah. He just earned just 8%, but that's typical.
You've still got a lot of folks who aren't really familiar with him. If you're not a news junkie or don't really watch the headlines, that's California. If you're not from out there, you probably don't know or care.
Can she improve between now and 2028?
Mm.
Well, she is 60 years old now and hasn't really improved much so far. So,
Yeah, I don't think she's going to suddenly gain charisma and talent overnight.
I think she's one of those people that really rose above her capabilities in many.
Oh yeah,
many times. Should yes. be completely thankful for that. And I don't know, write a book and do charity work.
Do people like that? You think they? I mean, there's the whole imposter syndrome where people think I'm not good enough.
Right.
I got this job. I hope nobody figures out I'm not as good as they think I am. But with somebody like Kamala, is she like that or does she think she's that good? I wonder. You wonder what she's in her heart thinks.
She's the product of two educated and intelligent people, so she has some level of intelligence. She passed the bar. She did.
Yes.
I mean, she did certain things, so she's not a dummy,
right?
But does she have the ability to kind of look inward accurately and assess kind of her abilities? I'm not sure, and I think for some people in politics, the inability to do that is to their benefit.
Because it's to their benefit. They keep moving. They move forward with no insecurities.
That's right. It's the kind of that would make you like a special, say, in sales, for instance.
Absolutely.
It takes a certain personality type that can get the door slammed in their face and told no many times per day, every single day. And it's way worse than a batting average in the major leagues where you fail three quarters of the time almost, whereas sales is like maybe a 90% if you're calling on enough new customers might have a failure rate of like 90%. So there's a certain personality type that if they internalize it at all, they're going to be dead in the water. Whereas if you have that personality where you just keep pushing forward and I can do this and I can make it. It is sort of one of those fake it till you make it things. Some people have that kind of a gift, if you will. Yeah. Newt Gingrich said Donald Trump has befuddled the opposition by filling his administration with strong, intelligent women. Yep. And it was Mark Cuban who opened his silly pie hole on The View and said, hey, don't you think it's interesting we never see Donald Trump around strong, intelligent women ever? That was really one of the dumbest things that had been said leading up to the election, and there was a lot of dumb things. Trump's very first pick, Susie Wiles, chief of staff. Oops, first woman to hold the position in U.S. history. Yep, as Trump said about her in the announcement, Susie is tough, smart, innovative, and universally admired and respected. And the list goes on from there. U.S. Ambassador, United Nations, Representative Elise Stefanik out of New York, youngest woman ever elected to Congress. The list goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good job, Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and connect with Jeff. Good morning.
Hey, just listening to the whole idea of Kamala rebooting, so to speak, on the surface, I thought, well, of course that's crazy, and of course that's what we all think. But if you think about the fact that if she could shake the character of Biden, like get Biden completely out of the picture, because, I mean, you know, she's not an now that I'm thinking about it, she's completely unreasonable. What her reinventing herself, I would be interested in letting that happen to see how the new ridiculous Kamala is.
Oh, my.
I mean, it would be fun to look at. God bless America.
Well, look, I think she's capable of reinventing herself in some form or fashion. I don't care how much reinventing you do. If you ever were to ever take a serious run at the presidency again, I think that that would be laughable at the very least. And I mean, she could probably agree on that.
And would cackle right along with you.
All righty. Keep it up. Keep positive. Thanksgiving's coming.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it.
Craig's going to go home. He's got a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to take care of the lawn and all that. And everything's going to be just so. Yeah, your work cut out for you, pal.
And then it's going to get trashed.
That's why I'm going out of town.
Smart man.
Rather drive than do chores.
And then you can leave and then you can clean up the mess.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
And I'll bring some leftovers.
Ooh.
Whether they know it or not.
Ha.
846 News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Being here illegally doesn't make you a victim.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
That is called a criminal action. Like if you bypass the proper legal protocol if you're driving a vehicle while impaired.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning, and welcome to a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. One of your top stories, Jack Smith, ending a couple of those cases versus Trump. Just going to drop those, let them go. And no word yet on what's going to happen in the Georgia case. And then, of course, the Alvin Bragg thing. It was sentencing time. And at least initially, they're holding off on that. Will they try to hang that over his head for 4 years? We'll just have to continue to follow that. Possible ceasefire going on in the Middle East between Israel and Lebanon. And we'll see, again, this is a developing story that will be probably changing a little bit as we go. But hopefully, good things are happening. I know one good thing that is happening.
What's
and
that?
That is that Joe and Jill are going to be there. They're going to be at the inauguration.
Oh, it's going to be a party.
You know, it might be more of one than you might think.
Hey.
Hunter
showing up, I wonder?
I think that kind of Joe, whether he's in his right mind or not, is just like smirking and saying, I told that little witch that you need me.
Mm-hmm.
And so serves her right.
We'll just rename him Smiling Joe lately because he's had that Cheshire Cat kind of look going on. Hasn't he? I mean,
he really has.
It's like, wow, you guys are going to get what you deserve.
He was at a dinner for Coast Guard folks in Staten Island, and yeah, he grabbed the microphone, and he was like, I just found out today I'm getting fired. and just like, really? I'm like, yeah. Why make it a sensitive thing? You know? Mm-hmm. I'm good with that. I'm getting out of here. And I kept her from getting in. So, I won. Where's the ice cream?
Yeah.
Ice cream. I was talking about Newt Gingrich making a very, very valid point about the administration, the incoming administration under Trump is filled with strong, intelligent women. He pointed out.
We've heard that Trump does not like them around, that he's intimidated by them. Somebody who thinks they're smart said that.
Well, yeah, Mark Cuban was one of them. There were several people that, so after Cuban said that, other people kind of questioned that. But, I mean, that's not I mean, all partisanship aside, I mean, the facts are the facts.
Yeah.
I mean, his daughter is brilliant. His wife is highly intelligent. It's just bizarre to even make such a comment.
I wonder how many languages Mark Cuban can speak, because I think the First Lady Trump is at 5.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. We named some of the women that Trump's putting in high positions, including his chief of staff, first woman ever. Elise Stefanik was the youngest congresswoman ever. Now she is going to be ambassador to the United Nations, I'm sure, also as the youngest. And also a female, yeah. Trump appointed Kristi Noem, the first female governor of South Dakota, as Secretary of Department of Homeland Security. Yeah. Lieutenant Colonel Tulsi Gabbard, another strong woman, chosen for a key role by President-elect. Yep. In another first, Trump named 27-year-old Caroline Leavitt as the youngest White House press secretary ever. Leavitt ran for Congress in 2022 in her home state of New Hampshire and won a 10-way Republican primary. Let's see. Oh, U.S. Secretary of Education, Trump named Linda McMahon.
And she'll take you down. She'll, Duck, put you in a sleeper hold if you mess with her.
Then, of course, the attorney general pick, which I called right off the bat.
Yes, you did.
And
yes,
you did. Pam Bondi. She's, I would say, a strong, intelligent woman. I think she fits the bill for that. And so, I mean, those are just some of the great picks. And I'm glad Newt Gingrich highlighted that. And, you know, it just goes to show you that whole the celebrities that mouth off and the headlines that you see and all that. I mean, you just got to let that stuff go in one ear and out the other. And, of course, as conservatives, we do. But, unfortunately, there's still people that, you know, I got a little bit brainwashed, a little bit slow or whatever. But, in fact, I mentioned this earlier. A poll proves that a wide majority of Americans reject celebrity endorsements, full 75% of respondents said a celebrity endorsement of a candidate made no difference or not much of a difference on how they voted. Yeah, it's not like somebody saying, you know, use this product, it has worked for me. It's like, you should vote for this person because I am. That doesn't really it doesn't really hold much. And then you look for people you have in common with. Oh, well, you said this is the best dishwashing soap, and I know you actually wash your dishes.
Right.
So that might carry some weight. Just a thought. Marsha Blackburn, senator, claiming that she's being censored or that she's being silenced on Facebook in any subject matter that has to do with Jeffrey Epstein's horrific sex trafficking ring.
Surprised?
No, I'm not, although I would think once you realize you're censoring, you know, a senator, you might try to kind of reel that back in, but it doesn't appear. It seems like they almost doubled down.
Well, but wasn't it Tulsi? They put her on like the on the bad fly list, and they were running them, her and her husband, through security and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, really? You've got to be kidding. I don't think they mind messing with anybody.
Yeah, and she's trying to do things. You know, she sent another letter requesting subcommittee move forward to conduct subpoenas, trying to figure out, you know, about the sex trafficking rings and all that. She said, this is criminal activity. And what we need to know is what were his associations, okay, meaning Epstein. When you're looking at these sex trafficking rings, what rings was he working with? Did he have associations with cartels? We need Ghislaine Maxwell's black book. Who is all involved in that? How did she work and recruit these girls, breaking apart some of those rings? And all of that is part of getting this information. And as the top Republican on Human Rights Subcommittee, we've done a lot of work this year to look at what is happening to kids being recruited and groomed, whether they're recruited and groomed in the virtual space or some other affiliation. So good for her.
Yep.
Yeah, 9 o'clock stretch right around the corner. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky.